Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Obviously talking a lot of Phillies, also Sixers lottery tonight. Time for a read on our Twitter poll question at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. The poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Our poll question of the day today: would you be excited about the Sixers again if they land the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft lottery? Do you want to guess again, John? It's probably...
Well, I feel like I'm going to have a better chance
have a good read on
time.
It, yeah.
The last time, I guess 30%.
Yeah, that was way off.
And it was 68 or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's 69% now.
67.
Oh, I went the wrong way.
Man, 67% would say yes. They would be excited about the Sixers again if they get the number one overall pick in the lottery tonight and get Cooper Flagg, who will be the number one pick. But obviously also talking a lot about the Phils. Phillies, a good road trip. They go 5-1 on the trip. They win the final two games in Cleveland. Tremendous pitching performances from Ranger Suarez and Zach Wheeler. And now joining us to talk about all of it, you can see him on NBC Sports Philadelphia in-game commentary as well as pre- and post-game show. Ben Davis joins us. What's going on, Ben?
Not a whole lot. What's going on?
Not much, man. A heck of a series for the Phils over the weekend. Great road trip. And Ben, let's just start there. How impressed were you by what the Phillies were able to do on this road trip?
I was very impressed. The offense is what we were expecting throughout the course of this early season, and they did it with the long ball. They did it with small ball. They move runners. Their base running was outstanding. They did a lot of great things on this road trip, and I think it was evident that this is a team that needs to be reckoned with, and this is a ball club that I think that a lot of people get frustrated with them, but when their offense is clicking on all cylinders like it was on this road trip, it's fun to watch, and that's exactly what we saw, you know, going 5-1 on the road trip.
How should we be concerned at all about the Aaron Nola continued, man, giving up homers, giving up losses? It feels like Aaron Nola is, like, I don't know, struck by incredibly poor luck, Ben, but also it just hasn't been as good this year. How do you make sense of that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's luck, John. I think it's just, you know, poor execution of his pitches. And I know the conviction is there. He's just not executing right now. And when he's missing up in the middle of the zone, and it's getting hit. And you can't do that in the big leagues. It's just a matter of, you know, his previous two starts were really good, and he was executing his pitches. When he missed down or off the plate. It seems like the last start, when he missed up in the middle of the plate. And that's something that, you know, it's just not his MO. And it's not something we've been accustomed to seeing over the last so many seasons. He's been so good for the Phillies. I mean, so good and so reliable for the Phillies. It's just this year, he just doesn't seem to have the same stuff. The velocity's down. Not the velocity's everything, but it does help out. When you miss with velocity, you can get away with it sometimes. Right now, when he's missing, he's getting hit.
Well, Ben, and I'm interested to get your perspective on it because big story has been the difference in performance when Rafael Marchand's behind the plate compared to JT Realmuto. I think Nola's ERA with JT behind the plate, like 2.5, with Marchand behind the plate, 7.65. From your perspective, somebody who's been a catcher in major leagues, how much does that matter, the relationship between the catcher and the pitcher, and how much do you think that is really influencing Aaron Nola?
Well, I'll answer your second question first. I don't think it affects him that much. He has come out publicly multiple times and said, I don't care who catches me. I still have to execute my pitches. I have to pitch to what – I have to throw my pitches and get them to where they need to be. Pitchers are fickle creatures. I'm trying to put this – trying to be as PC as I can. The pitchers are – they're delicate at times, and other times they don't care – what happens. You know, there's certain guys that didn't like me catching them. There's certain guys that love me catching them. It is what it is. When I caught Mark Burley in Chicago, he would go into his windup before I put a finger down. And that's, you know, neither here nor there. But he had conviction every pitch that he threw. I think the whole thing with the Marchand ERA and the JT ERA, I just think it's such a small sample size that it really doesn't matter a whole lot. I think Rob Thompson's tired of answering the question coming from that last start that Aaron had. I don't think it's a big deal. Aaron still has to – we just give suggestions. All we do is give a suggestion. I think you should throw this fastball in. I think you should throw this changeup down and away. The pitcher has the final say on what he throws, and that's the bottom line. I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it's the way it is right now. It's such a small sample size. I just don't think Aaron Nola is executing his pitches right now. It just so happens that Marchand is behind the plate at the time it happens. Marchand has to play. Whoever is the backup, he has to play at some point. JT can't play 162 games. It's just the way it is right now.
Catchers defending catchers.
Last night, I watched Bryson Stott slide into second base, Ben, and he acted strangely after he slid into second. You know, he looked sore. He looked like there was something physically going on with him. And now I'm really nervous, you know, about in light of last year when the injury is what held him back. Is there something going on with Bryson Stott? Should we be concerned about that? Because he looked so incredibly sore, and I know he's going to keep trying to play. Is there something going on with him?
I don't think so. I think it was just a slide. I think the slide got him. I don't know if he knocked the wind out of himself. I don't know if he landed on a part that doesn't feel very comfortable. You know what I'm talking about, John?
I do know that part. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
maybe.
That's what I'm thinking happened. I think it'll be just fine.
Good. That's good to know. When should the Phils re-sign Kyle Schwarber?
Probably 2 days from 3 weeks ago. I caught a lot of flack on Twitter last night. I love this guy. Like I said I don't know where Kyle Schwarber is going to land on my all-time top five favorite, my top favorite Phillies of all time. But I had Mike Schmidt on there as number one. I had Darren Dalton on there as two. Juan Samuel is number three. Jimmy Rollins is number four. And Kyle Schwarber is number five. And I caught a lot of flack. No Ryan Howard, no Chase Utley. No, this is my list. It's my list of guys that I love watching play with a Phillies uniform on. Okay? And Kyle Schwarber, for me, is... He's just must-see TV. I know what he does for the clubhouse. I know what he does on the field. I know the hitter that he has turned himself into. I know he DHs and he doesn't play the field. I get that. But this guy means so much to this ball club, and he means so much to the lineup, and this dude just rakes. And I love watching him come into the batter's box and hit balls harder and farther than anybody else in baseball. And that's, to me, that's must-see TV.
Ben Davis joining us now. You can catch him on NBC Sports Philadelphia, also here on the WIP Morning Show. At Ben Davis NBCS is where you can find him on Twitter. And Ben, when you talk about the lineup, obviously Kyle Schwarber up the 14 home runs this year. He's been incredible. Bryce Harper, a slower start to the season, kind of feels like he's locking in a little more now. What are you seeing from Bryce, Ben? And are you concerned with a slower start than we're kind of accustomed to seeing with him typically?
Not concerned. I think he's making making the right strides to get back to where he needs to be. We were concerned about him last year, and you know where he ended up last year. The things that I like right now that he's doing is he's starting to let the ball get a little deeper in the strike zone, and he's starting to drive it more towards left center. And once he does that, then the ball on the inside part of the plate, that's just an afterthought. He spins on it and hits it out to right. But when he lets pitches get deep in the strike zone, he's able to stay behind it more and get some backspin as opposed to cutting down and across it where he gets that side spin. That's a lazy fly ball to left field. That's the pop-up to shortstop. But when he lets it get deeper in the strike zone, he stays behind it, gets that backspin. That's when the ball carries out to left center. And then after everything after that is an afterthought. Like I said, he just starts to turn on pitches and start to drive them. But he's fine. He's just in one of those funks, from game to game where he gets out of it and he starts to get off on his heels a little bit. Sometimes he gets his momentum going towards like the first base dugout side where he gets on his heels and the balance isn't there. But once he keeps his legs underneath him and he stays behind the ball, he's a whole different hitter. And I think that's where he's starting to get back to right now. And the signs are very telling from that standpoint.
Is Romano fixed?
Yeah. I think he is. I think we've seen him, the stuff has been there throughout the course of the year. It's just, again, execution. It's that execution of the pitches, much like Aaron Nola. Romano is, you can see he's got the goods. I mean, it's 98-99. That slider, it can be a wipeout slider at times. But he looks like the back end piece that Dave Dombrowski went out and got, to replace Jeff Hoffman out in the bullpen, and he looks really good right now, and I think very dependable. I also think he's more comfortable in his role and being in this city. It's a whole lot different pitching in Philadelphia than it is in Toronto, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more for you, Ben. You look at the starting pitching performances the last couple nights, just incredible. Nice to see Ranger do what he did Saturday. Zach Wheeler, obviously, last night. What is the heights of this starting rotation, considering you could get Andrew Painter up here at some point, but how good could this rotation be considering the depth that they have?
I know it's very cliche to say, but I mean, the sky's the limit for this rotation. These guys can do so many different things. They can, the way they can move the baseball in and out of the strike zone. A lot of these guys can make it go up and down, east and west. They are what we saw at a Ranger the other day. What was that, Saturday?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was the first 10 starts of season last year, where he was on pace for the Cy Young. He was an all-star last year. And then the last 14 starts after that, second half of last season into this year, it just wasn't very good. But he was on top of his game. Zach Wheeler, I think, is the best pitcher in baseball. I know I sound like a homer when I say that, but I firmly believe that he is the best pitcher in baseball. And what you saw last night was a clear indication of that. That's a very good lineup that the Guardians have. And he went through like a hot knife through butter. He was just on top of his game. Lazaro has been unbelievable. I think Aaron Nola is going to right the ship. I really do. And Christopher Sanchez is one of the most underrated pitchers in baseball. This starting rotation is legit, and they can carry a ball club. And, you know, they always say you win with pitching and defense, and this pitching staff, especially the starting rotation, they got the goods to bring it home. That's for sure.
Well, Ben Davis, you can catch him on NBC Sports Philadelphia in-game, pre-post-game. He does it all. Also here on the WIP Morning Show. Ben, thanks for hopping on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. I'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, Ben.
Take it easy. Right. Ben Davis. And it's true, man. I mean, this rotation is incredible. You look at Lizardo, Sanchez. I agree with him. I think Zach Wheeler, since the Phillies signed him, has been the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, when you have Aaron Nola or Ranger Suarez as your number five, that's a pretty incredible position to be in.
Is that where we sit right now?
Yeah. I don't know. Nola?
I
said Nola's the four. Nola might be the five at this point. I think he's falling back performance.
Well, we've only got two performances at a Ranger this year.
He's not the five, Tom.
One was bad.
Who's the five then?
It's still Ranger. He's had one good and one bad start.
I think it is still Ranger.
You are a hater. Right.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were on my side with Nola.
No, Nola drives me crazy sometimes, but he's not behind Ranger at this point.
Okay.
Ranger could come out, and he's got to build up. He looked great the other night. He looked great in the first one.
All I'm saying is he looked awesome on Saturday.
Yeah, he outstanding. Three hits.
But he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, I am worried about the back. The backs are so tricky, and as soon as that gets tweaked a little bit, you know, you can't do anything.
Your back's
bad. You can't put socks on.
You were saying today you were having problems with your back, didn't you? I mishear you?
No, my back is doing all right.
You just say a lot during the breaks. It's hard for me to retain everything. Mm. It gets mixed up.
You know, I'm lucky about my back.
Yeah.
My back is actually good.
Okay, good.
I don't want to jinx it. But, you know, some people struggle with the back, and it just one little, muscle, if it's a little tight, that can throw off your whole day.
What is the thing the football career that bothers you the most post-playing?
Yeah, it's just the joints in general. I'm really noticing my wrists lately.
Uh-huh.
But wrists, ankles, my neck, shoulders, those are bad. Knees.
That's like pretty much everything.
Joints.
Yeah.
Those have been problematic.
Okay.
Shoulder, as a fullback, using your shoulders more often, using your neck and face as a weapon, that ends up making your neck feel kind of bad.
But the fact
using your shoulders as a weapon when you're kicking out, that ends up giving you problems there.
The fact you don't have back issues is pretty
it is
good,
amazing.
Though.
I feel good about it. For the first, 2 weeks of training camp every year, getting in and out of a three-point stance, firing out of that stance, my back would always be just so sore, devastatingly sore. I would be cursing my back for the first 2 weeks, and then it would even out and go away, and I'd feel okay. I feel very fortunate to not have back problems today.
Well, that's good. Huh? Yeah. I'm glad that you're feeling good.
I feel
good.
Sprightly.
Good.
Yeah, like a young man.
You look like a young man.
Thank you.
You look like a youthful gentleman.
I'm trying.
There you go. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, morning, Chief. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe.
Let's say if the Phillies get to the postseason, and that's not a given, and they're in a 7-game series, who's your 4 starters?
It's a good question. Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, and I'll go Nola.
Grudgingly.
Yeah. Same thing for you, I'm guessing.
Wheeler, Lizardo. Yeah.
Sanchez got to be in there.
Christopher Sanchez and Nola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happened to Suarez? I mean, that they want him to pitch right now as a starter. You know, and that leads all back to the Stubbs thing and Marchand. When JT was hurt last year, I don't know about the ERAs, but I know that Stubbs had a better winning percentage than what Marchand did. And it's not only about, you know, before they have the game, the pitching coach goes over the game plan. It's experience. Stubbs has been a backup catcher. He's caught more games in the major leagues. Do you see the catchers periodically, like Realmuto? He'll, before the pitch is thrown, he'll look up at the batter and to see what he might be doing before the pitch is delivered. There's more to that than just having, and they're both not good hitters, but Stubbs, he's done a great job with that pitching staff down in the minor leagues. That's, now they have him with Painter. Nick Abel is now pitching real well. I would not trade him for any bullpen help. And there's this pitcher down there. You remember J.V. Boyer, right, in 2008?
Yeah.
J.V. Boyer threw under 90 miles an hour. Well, they have a guy down there named Nabil Kiznat. He has the best numbers as any starter down there. He's a 30-year-old right-hander. He's not overpowering. He throws, we saw the game yesterday. He threw 88 miles.
Is this your new Cal Stevenson?
No, yeah, listen. I'm listening.
What's his name?
I'm saying. His Kiznat. Name is Nabil Kiznat. Okay.
Yeah. 30 you years
watch
old.
Him yeah. For, watch him. Yeah. Watch him for the next month. Okay. The guy at his last 5 or 6 outings. All right. 6 innings, 1 hit. He's not a strikeout pitcher. 9 strikeouts.
Well, there you go, Joe. I appreciate the call. I'm sorry. Joe will go on about Kiznat for another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's a big minor league prospect guy. He was the guy who loved Cal Stevenson last year.
Yeah. And he knows his stuff. I mean, he watches lots of these games.
Yeah,
but
Cal Stevenson stinks, to be honest.
Well,
I love him.
He hasn't come through as a major leaguer yet.
Yeah, he's never going to. He stinks. So,
well,
you don't
think
he stinks? Have you watched him play?
Yeah, and I have not seen the good part yet.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm waiting. I'm not saying he's not capable of it. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
You guys think he stinks? Buzz, Rhea, Cal Stevenson?
I'm not going to be as mean as you are. But
Buzz?
Yeah,
he had his moments last year.
Oh,
Joe got his victory lap. I'm not saying he's good, but last year he had his moments.
This is ridiculous.
Robbed a home run, had a home run. That was Joe's moment in the sun.
Yeah, it was. Joe had a good couple days there. 215.
Why you got to make Joe feel bad about himself?
Well, I'm not trying to make him feel bad about himself.
He's a good caller.
He is a good caller.
You're not scouting guys down on the farm.
He's got bad baseball opinions. That's all. I mean, Cal Stevenson's a minor league player.
Why aren't you locked in the Iron Pigs?
I know you're just trying to trigger me. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCameron today here on the morning show. Hopefully, Sixers can get the number one pick in the draft lottery tonight. And I was just telling you during the break, John. Did you see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in Philadelphia this weekend?
I didn't realize that you were so
plugged into social media.
Deeply immersed.
I'm not deeply immersed. I literally just saw a picture on Twitter.
Oh, man. And what was it like?
It was magical.
Did they seem totally in love?
Well, they were having a big Mother's Day outing with, you know, his mom, I think her mom, I think the Jason and Kylie were there.
Oh, really?
From what I heard, yes.
Okay.
Very nice. Cool place right across from Washington Square.
Nice. All right.
Well, this sounds like a great Mother's Day. All together. Man, this is exactly what I had hoped for, don't you think?
What? Why? What was exactly what you'd hoped for?
It sounds so... just pristine and idyllic, like this lovely family moment that they shared together. Yeah. It just feels right. I mean, I love the fact that the Eagles feel like a family. You know, we get to see Jason and his brother, their family to some degree, and it feels right.
I mentioned that to you right before we came back, and you were just astonished by it.
Well, I'm amazed that you are keeping up with the social media. You're on top of all of that stuff.
Well, I'm a Swiftie. You didn't know that about me. Oh, that's somebody I couldn't name more than three songs.
I do know that about you. I'm amazed at that. I am not as much... I mean, I think she's very talented, but I don't follow her to the same degree.
Yeah, I don't know the names of her songs. I know her songs, but I don't know the titles.
I've been to multiple Taylor Swift concerts, probably upwards of five.
You've never paid for any of them,
though. No, I paid for one. I paid for one.
Oh, did you?
I went...
I think that's fine. I think that's good.
I used to be an usher at the Link, so I worked some of her concerts, but then I went with my wife and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law to one of
great.
Her shows.
Yeah. She's, I mean, she's incredible. Just really... incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And I am a big supporter of the music myself. I don't know it as well as you do.
Okay.
Maybe. It just seems she's very good at what she does.
Yeah, she is.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that Travis is happy and she's happy and Jason is happy and they're
you
all happy.
You want to keep going?
I'm not.
Kylie's happy.
That the children are doing well.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does feel like we are closer than, you know, to that family. Like, we feel like we are invested.
Our
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm glad that they
make you so happy. I'm glad that their relationship
makes
you so
happy. I feel joyous. When I think about the Kelseys on Mother's Day, it's very nice.
She's a global superstar, and she's having Mother's Day brunch in Philadelphia. That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, it is.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, definitely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a minute, we will get more into this Bill Belichick situation. We have an update on that. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our buddy Bam. What's up, Bam?
Good morning crew. Hey, Tom, Kelly, what's going on?
Hey, Bam.
How you doing? Yeah, all right. So, to my Phillies point, I think we got to win 86 more. I called it when I called John Johnson before he went on vacation before the season started. I said, we're going to win 110. We're going to pace for 110.
110?
They're not on pace for 110, Bam. I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think your math is correct.
I don't know. I feel lucky with this team.
How many games are they playing this year?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Nothing.
No,
it just seems like a lot of games, man. That 110, that's a robust total.
Robust.
I don't think they're that good.
They're
good. Yeah. They're not that good.
Yeah, but I'm very optimistic, so.
Yeah, me too. So,
well, that's
I'm
good.
With you, man.
That's good, Bam. Yep.
Just not
before
that
I
with
my
you.
Answer to, what,
yeah,
I
what,
my answer was lucky.
I what's lucky?
A week ago, Tom, on your show, you challenged Buzz to a tournament. Hey, how about
that's right.
Hey, Buzz, I know you're my little brother, right? I know you can beat Tom in billiards.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sure. Beards. It is actually in my DNA.
You're Bam's little brother?
No, I'm not, but you know he likes to say that.
So what's lucky, Bam?
You know how you start your show with 50 Cent?
Uh-huh.
50 Cent is lucky. He got shot 9 times and still survived.
Okay.
Wow.
Nine times.
I guess that's
lucky.
I'm sure I would call that lucky. Probably wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Unlucky. I would call getting shot 9 times unlucky.
But if you do survive.
That is true.
Then it does shift to lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what Bam was referring to, you know how Joe and Jack are doing their little, I guess, triathlon of events? I challenged Buzz to a similar style thing on like the undercard. Maybe Buzz and I could play.
We could be the opening act
or something.
Well, maybe he apparently wants us to
box.
Me and Buzz?
We're gonna box.
I would actually like to box Buzz.
I'm in. Really? I'd box Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that could get sanctioned here.
I think it could get sanctioned.
You think
a boxing match?
We'll talk to the higher ups.
Would you be interested in being the official?
Of course.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know that I'd do a good job, but I'll try. I don't know how to officiate a boxing match, but I mean, I've gone to them. I've watched them. I can try to be safe for
okay.
you guys.
What do you think, Buzz?
I would love that.
I'm down.
Mix it up a little bit.
We're the opening
You're
act.
You're the undercard
exactly.
for DeCamera and Jack.
Yeah.
If it ever happens.
So, yeah. So before. We set up a ring?
I guess so.
Next
yeah.
to the.
Typically where boxing's held.
Field.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, we're going to the baseball
diamond. I get it, yeah. Well, why not?
I mean, I guess you guys could just fight wherever we are.
Tom can finally get in a fight, yeah,
John,
after all that.
John said, we're just fight right now. John wants us to just fight
just
right now.
Just live on the air?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it would be a funny bit.
I like the idea.
I can tell.
So, I mean, it's hard to box.
You really like
it's very
you really
tiring.
Like violence, don't you?
I do a
yeah,
lot.
I can tell.
I do.
Why he's a fullback?
That was very creepy the way he said that.
I do
a lot.
Well, I mean, it really is fun the part that part of sports.
Yeah.
You
played
it
a very violent position.
Yeah, so that we all like it.
Adds up. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But did want to get to Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick, did you see him this weekend? He was at the Miss Maine pageant.
Wow.
And he was sitting next to Jordan, his
Jordan.
Girlfriend's Jordan?
Apparently it's Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. It's kind of dumb. We'll just call him Jordan.
He was sitting next to her dad watching her perform in this pageant. Very
Does
odd.
Does Bill call her Jordan?
I don't
like
know.
That?
I don't know what he calls her, to be honest with you.
His future father-in-law, who's 30 years younger than
yeah,
he is.
Yeah. It's an odd picture. But anyway.
So she was competing in the.
I think so. Either she made a speech, I know that.
Or she was there
an
supporting
inspirational speech.
The event, I bet.
No, she was competing in it. She
wow.
finished runner-up last time, and this time she finished like in third place.
Okay.
She was not pleased.
So she yeah, I can imagine not. And apparently she's causing like all sorts of issues down at North Carolina to the point where she's apparently been banned from the facility. Here's Pablo Torre last week on his podcast talking about Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan and the what he's found out about her standing in North Carolina.
In the final 30 seconds, what do you think is next in this story?
I think you're going to see people push back on the reporting out of North Carolina that I've said, which is that there was a power struggle in which the adults had to intervene. I think there will be disagreement about that. And I think that what is happening to my phone will continue to happen, which is that it will continue to melt. I signed up for this. I get it. Aggregation interviews like this are all great. I hope people listen to the episode. But I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths. I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease for what else we had to find out.
Nice tease there. Great to talk to you.
Wow.
That was Pablo.
As I always dreamed, Dan, I always dreamed.
Of course.
That was him on Dan Patrick's show. This is reacting to his reporting that she's been banned by North Carolina.
Which they've pushed back on, and I think, you know, I mean, listen, has she kind of stepped out of her lane a little bit? But I think comparing her to a sociopath is a little much.
The worst person they've ever met in their life?
She probably comes across, she's pushy, it certainly seems that way. But, I mean, I think that's a little over the top.
Does this whole situation, like, in some ways, I don't know, like, tarnish his legacy? It's
of course.
It's really weird. Like, the whole thing, for this to be, like, the exclamation point on Bill Belichick's career is just, it's bizarre. I don't know what else to say about it.
I can't imagine being a player at North Carolina and going through spring. It's spring ball.
Right.
You know, like, this is supposed to be practice time. You've got like 15 practices to get it right, and you've got Jordan on the field inserting herself into the huddle. We saw the video of her interrupting practice, and now they've had to put their foot down at North Carolina and ban her. I can't imagine being a parent of those athletes. I can't imagine what I would do if I saw this at the school my son was supposed to be focusing on his studies and athletics in. This is deviant.
Well, I gotta give credit to Al, because Al called this like right when this relationship started. He's like, I would not hire him. If I'm an NFL team, I would not hire him solely based on this. And I said, well, you know, whatever. That's stupid reason not to hire a guy for an NFL job. But I mean, it does seem like this is something like, could you imagine?
Al knows people.
Yeah.
And it's from New England?
Yeah.
Al knew people.
Like, could you imagine being in an NFL locker room with this going on?
No. And I can't. Pablo Torre mentioned injectable.
Yeah, I don't know what
that was.
That was weird.
What?
I don't know where
this going?
I don't
know. The question.
When he got to
if it gets worse,
that, I started to go, I don't know about Pablo Torre.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that was, yeah,
was
that
weird.
That part of it was bizarre for sure. But without further ado, let's do what we do every day this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, line 215-238-4500. What do we got today, Buzz?
Once again, Johan Rojas makes a catch that nobody else in the major leagues can make. He's the best defensive center fielder in baseball. You gotta give him credit. ERAs all over the Philadelphia Phillies pitching staff are lower because of him in center field. The time is yours.
He's been a lot better than I thought he would be on the offensive side of things.
He makes some
plays defensively. It was a nice
good
catch last night. I've seen him frustratingly miss a lot of plays that I expected him to make, though.
Yeah. And
but he has been so much better this year, both offensively and defensively.
Yes, he's been much better at the plate as well. Time's yours, by the way. Brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. What's next?
11-3 in their last 14 games, and they just won their first series in Cleveland in 23 years. Don't let this team get hot.
Hey, they're getting hot, and I just think with this rotation especially, they're not going to be a team that loses a ton of games in a row. Like, the long losing streaks, I think they're kind of immune to that this year.
Can we please get subtitles on the YouTube feed that give definition to the words that John Ritchie uses? Thank you. Time's yours.
That's a good idea. You do use a lot of big words that I know I don't understand.
Oh, come on.
Smarter people would, but, you know, I'm not that smart.
Yes, you are, Tom.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
John, you're reading it all wrong. Dallas for a home opener? Come on. Who hasn't been wanting to rub Jerry Jones' face in a banner for a quarter century? I know I'm one. I mean, that's about the only thing that would be better than playing the Giants on opening day. Somebody's nose has to be rubbed.
I mean, I do like the fact that it feels like we'll start the year off positively, you know, against that train wreck of a team. It just continues to be disastrous. Everything they do in the offseason, it's exactly how to not run a team.
Yeah. And with that, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Time's yours. Final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at armandchevy.com. And the final read on our Twitter poll question of the day, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Are you going to be excited about the Sixers again if they get the number one overall pick in the draft tonight? One more guess, John.
67%.
66.
Wow.
So close. So close. Right. Pablo, last one for what's lucky, Pablo?
Lucky is being able to wake up in the morning and be a 27-year-old, let's say, just say arbitrage kind of number, and be a Philadelphia Eagles sports fan.
All right, well, there you go. There you go, Pablo. Point. Appreciate it. Good
Golden
one. So
era.
Our nominees today, what's lucky? We have Rabbit's Foot. We have John Ritchie. I forget why he said you were lucky. Bird Poop. Daryl Morey for having a job. Jalen Hurts being drafted by the Eagles. I think basically what it comes down to here, what do you think? The heads up penny, Rabbit's Foot,
like
Bird Poop.
Bird Poop means something to me.
Buzz?
Why not? Bird Poop.
What about you, Rhea?
Sure.
Bird Poop.
Let's go Bird Poop.
Sounds good.
It
and that
makes
goes
sense.
Heather with Bird Poop. That is our winner. She gets a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park at Philadelphia, PA on May 24th, 2025. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Post Malone, May 24th at Citizens Bank Park. Heather gets a pair of tickets to those. Fun show today. Coming
great
up
job,
next.
Tom.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. Thanks to Buzz for producing.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.